How do you leverage emotional intelligence to create the life, relationship, and business of your dreams? I've spent over a decade studying, speaking, and coaching on emotional intelligence, and in this podcast, I share the exact principles and strategies my clients have used to earn seven-figure incomes, heal their relationships, get engaged after years of failed relationships, and step into their authentic power to become the leaders they came here to be. Let's do this.
Welcome back for another episode of That's What He Said. We are at episode number 215, and today we're going to come with a two-part series. So we'll start with the first part series, which is what men need in relationship, and the obvious one will be on part two, what women need. So I think we'll dive in. Master and I have been talking a bit about just parenting, relationship, what we need. Obviously it's not easy raising kids and raising a family, and there's some things that we all struggle with. So we wanted to just touch on what men need on this topic. And I think the first one, you know, going back to, especially when I was on the tools working, you know, working hard physically and coming home exhausted and just wanting to crash out on the couch, it was really hard to just get the energy to hold space for Mars, and realizing that she had the whole day with the kids herself. And then also having the energy for the kids and to play with them. So I think what men need in that situation when coming home, the first thing I want to talk about is just the respect and the appreciation side of what we do. There's nothing worse than coming home, walking in the door, exhausted, and just everything thrown at you and all the responsibility thrown at you. And just not really feeling seen, not really feeling respected, and just taking over. I think it's a tricky one because it goes both ways. But yeah,
I think even more for the masculine requires respect. So I did a little just like an online search of what came up when I searched what men need in a relationship, and I looked at different relationship coaches and just different lists and stuff, and it was pretty interesting to see a lot of the lists were pretty consistent with each other, and then we kind of like narrowed them down, and I said to Dan, like, what do you think is, you know, your top out of these? And so obviously for both of the episodes of this series, when Dan speaks to what men need and when I speak to what women need, obviously this is a very biased perspective in that this is our perspective. However, I thought it was interesting that he picked respect, and that's very true to a masculine man, is that they do want to feel respected because that speaks to their masculine presence. And so, yeah, I think I was always very conscious of, I don't even know where I heard of this notion that women kind of like unleashed. Oh, you know what? I do remember. So back in the days, like 2015, 2016, when I was coaching men, that was something that came up with some of my clients, is that they felt like when they came home that their wives weren't really seeing, you know, the stress levels that they went through on a day-to-day, and they didn't feel like they were getting that level of respect. Like, they came home and they were immediately given chores. And I get it. As a woman, sometimes we feel, as much as our children are the biggest blessing, sometimes it feels like we're drowning. And all we want is for someone to come and just help. And I want to be really clear that if you are a woman who's struggling right now, you have every right to expect your husband to come in and pick up some of that slack. What we're saying here in regards to the respect, that is one example in isolation, and that just to be cognizant of that every time he walks in the door exhausted, that you're not throwing him like four kids and a laundry list of things to do while he is home before he even gets a minute to take a breather. So I think everything that we share, just kind of take it with like a grain of salt in that, put it in the your frame of view, like, how applicable is this to my relationship? And we're not giving you a prescription. We're just giving you some light directives where you can just see how it fits into your life so you can be more aware and have like self-awareness to see, am I giving my husband the respect that he really needs? Because it is a need for the masculine male to feel respected in the home. I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And, you know, the second one we had was the praise and the appreciation, which I think they go hand in hand, the respect and the praise and the appreciation. When you walk in the door, you just want to feel appreciated for what you do. You know, going out, getting up early in the morning. I know for myself, I used to be getting up at like 4 o'clock, working hard, physical job, coming home. Before we get into the next step, the next phase of the afternoon, you just want to feel heard. And Master, you're so good at that. You would always come in, you'd give me a big hug, you'd tell me I'm amazing, you're so proud of me. And that's all you need. You just need that little bit of validation, that little bit of appreciation from your spouse before you tackle the next thing. And then it's up to the masculine, the man, to go, yep, you know what? I'm tired. It sucks. But you got to push through as well. You know, this is where you can't just... you can plan days around it. You can rotate. You can have in-laws come over and give yourself that alone time that you need to sometimes. Hey, sometimes you just need a nap. You can rotate. Sometimes Mars will take the kids out to the park and I'd have a rest and vice versa. And then I'd take over after my little rest. There's ways around it. But before we get into that next step, it's just like as soon as I walked in the door, you get that praise, you get that appreciation, and that goes hand in hand with that respect. You know, she was respecting the work that I did, and that just changed the whole setup for our afternoon to then move into it as a family and deal with it as a family. Mm. And it went both ways, and obviously we'll cover that in the next episode. But you know, I'd always be praising Mars and telling her what a great mother she is and how I'm so proud of her for all the things that she does, working in the pockets of her time and handling the kids, and you know, it goes both ways.
And this really ties into the love languages. So we shared before on an earlier episode that for Dan, he loves words of affirmation. Like it would be nuts for me to not give him some words of affirmation when he comes home. Like it would be crazy. I'm not speaking to his love language. Like words of appreciation for me are not the biggest thing. I like little gifts. Like for me, gifts like melt me, right? So it's a completely different... It's a completely different thing. So the top needs for your man could vary depending on also his love language. So for Dan, he loves to hear the words. And so I make sure that I give him the words. And obviously with sincerity, I'm not just coming up with shit just to make him happy. It needs to be authentic because I feel like people can feel inauthenticity. And when you're trying to... Or when you're doing praise and appreciation as a means to an end, like I'm going to give him appreciation because I'm about to unleash on him something else, or I'm about to give him all of these things. Like that is like taking from your emotional bank account. Things like that, when it doesn't feel sincere or when it feels like it was used as leverage to get something else, that's when you've like negated the positive thing that you've given them.
Big one. I think the other thing that is, you know, really important as well is, you know, creating space for each other, space for yourself. And what I mean by space is time to do something for yourself for your joy. Like Mars is so good about letting me going and just going and get my massage. I need my monthly massage and things like that. The little things that
fill
your
cup. Isn't it
like
weekly?
It's monthly. But, you know, I think for you, Mars, it's going to get your nails done or doing your hair or your lashes. One of the things for you to just go and we plan that in, and so you get your break and you know, and sometimes it's just time away, like go for a drive, go for a walk in the park by yourself. Sometimes it's sitting on the couch and watching a movie. I mean, we don't do that often on alone, just alone time. We did that the other day. Mars knew I needed a break. It took the kids, you know, gave me some time alone. And I just parked up on the couch and watched a bit of Netflix. And, you know, I just sat down and went, oh, yes, some me time. And just to completely switch off, I'm in a podcast, I'm listening to something, listening to an audio book, and there's always something. We've had this discussion yesterday. There's always something where we've got to work on something, whether it's listening to a podcast, reading a book, or thinking about business, or thinking about work, or thinking about the kids and planning the next – just switch off, just totally switch off and have that downtime, that space for you. You know, a lot of men, you like to get out in the boat, you like to go fishing, you like to go camping, sports, whatever it is. You got to have that time for yourself and vice versa. But I think that really helps me to fill my cup is when I'm doing something for me.
The important thing with giving somebody space is not using it later as leverage. Like, oh, well, you had time for, like, no, everyone deserves rest. Like, rest is your birthright. You don't have to, like, earn your rest. Rest is part of it. Rest from your children, as much as their blessings, is something that we should be working towards giving each other all the time. It shouldn't be something that is earned. And that, you know, I'm not using, like, oh, well, Dan, you guys went out on the boat last weekend, so I get to do this. Like, as soon as you start saying, because you did this, I get to do this, you have, like, borderline negated the good thing you've done for them. So just remember to do everything from, like, the goodness of your heart and because you genuinely love this person and you want what's best for this person, not because you owed them this because you got your, like, you went for a spa day yesterday, so now he gets a this. No, we're not measuring, we're not keeping score. That is one of the ways to create resentment within the relationship, and that's not a great way to go. So the last one is, and like I said, Dan had, like, a list of things that he was choosing from, and it was around emotional intimacy and vulnerability. So this one, I think, also is more of, like, a healed masculine perspective, because if you're in your wounded masculine, you're probably not picking emotional intimacy as one of your top needs. When you're willing to be, like, emotionally intimate with someone, it's because you're willing to be vulnerable, whereas a wounded masculine or immature masculine, however, whatever terminology you prefer, they want to be like, what do you mean? I've got emotions. I don't got emotions. Women have emotions. Women are weak. I'm so strong. I wear this armor. Whereas a mature masculine very much knows that sometimes he's going to crumble and he wants to know that he can go to his partner and cry maybe, and that she's not going to now see him as weak because he cried, and she's just going to see a depth in him and she's going to be able to hold him, and that's not going to throw off the polarity or the dynamic of their relationship because he was vulnerable. So is there anything you want to add to that one?
Yeah, so I think that's a big one, because when you say emotional intimacy, what does that really mean? And I think from a man's perspective, there's nothing more demoralizing as opening up with your emotions and getting cut down.
Mm-hmm.
So from the woman's point of view, being able to hold that space when he is having a hard day, or when I'm having a hard day and I come to Mars and say, look, I'm really flustered, I'm really angry, I'm on edge, I'm just struggling today, I'm just not handling it too well. Like, if she was just to turn around and go, oh, just grow up, be a man, toughen up, that's life. There's nothing more, like, disrespectful and demoralizing as a man to, like, deal with that kind of response.
And breaking the trust.
Yeah, it just completely throws out the whole dynamic of the relationship. And then I'd be turning around, it'll just escalate.
Mm.
But Master would always hold space and, like, babe, you have every right to feel the way that you're feeling. You do so much. I'm so proud of you. And just give me a hug. And then, you know what, 5 minutes later, that's all I need. You just needed that little bit of a little bit of a hole, a little bit of a cuddle, a little bit of space to open up, and then you're all right, you can move on. Like, we all have bad days, and there's nothing wrong with that. I was actually having that conversation with the kids this morning. You know, Luca's dealing with a lot of emotions going to school at the moment, and, you know, and I was talking to Aaliyah, like, she used to have these tantrums at the same age. She used to roll on the ground screaming and having massive tantrums, and I was like, and that's okay, kids, sometimes we wake up and we feel angry and we don't know why. Sometimes we wake up and we feel sad. We don't know why. I still have those days. You know, so we have to hold space for Luca. We have to try and help him through those big emotions. And, you know, we're reflecting back on it. We're still the same as adults. Some days we just don't feel it.
Mm.
And so being able to open up and have that emotional intimacy where you're not going to get cut down, it's a safe space for you to open up, helps massively in a relationship. And that goes both ways as well.
Mm. Yeah, so true. And I'm going to add another like anecdote to this. And this is kind of a vulnerable share from our perspective. But when everything was happening with COVID, we made some choices that maybe not everybody would have agreed with. And that had a negative impact on our family. And Dan made a courageous decision to do something that was, you know, against the grain. And, you know, he was very adamant, though, that this was the best choice for him and for our family. And I always support his decisions. And I remember so, like, pivotally, because I always validate his emotions and always be there for him first. But at the same time, when we say that men need space to be vulnerable, the woman also has a responsibility to call him forward as well, to help him lean into his courage. Once he's had a moment of vulnerability and he can be there and you can hold him in that, but then at the same time, this isn't like an excuse for men just to be crying all the time, because that's gross. Like, there is, your wife is also not your therapist. And if you feel like you have so much to come out, then that's somebody you need to be talking to professionally, especially if you have children. She does not need to be your therapist. Anyway, so we were having this conversation and he started like feeling down, but I recognized my own emotions and I realized I was also vulnerable and I was also being impacted by like the things that were happening in the world. And I recognized I did not have the capacity to support him, but I also knew that there's some times where we do need to call our men forward. And I said, you know what? I really respect what you did. And I think it's really courageous. And that's like lion energy. And now I need you to channel that lion energy. We cannot go into like sadness. We cannot break down because our family cannot handle this right now. We need to channel that like lion energy. And he got it. He like snapped out of it because he was given permission fully to feel what he needed to feel. But at the same time, I was not going to allow us to wallow, because if the masculine was wallowing in our home, which is he's the head of the household, I knew that that was going to have a negative impact on me. I was already in fear about what the repercussions of this decision was going to be. What were the financial implications of this going to be on our family? And so I was already vulnerable. So recognizing my own vulnerability and knowing that I didn't have the capacity to hold him for much longer, I just told him, you did the courageous thing. I'm proud of you. Now you need to lean more into that courage. And that like, and it was enough. He was like, okay. And he like knew, it was like he intuitively knew that something had to shift and he needed to channel a whole different energy. So during this, as we were recording this podcast, the alarm went off for us to go pick up the kids. So I think that was a cool little summary, though. Again, like the disclaimer is this is obviously our perspective, but my advice would be to you is to understand what you want from a relationship. If you are single or even if you're married and already in a relationship, find out what are your needs? Are you actually aware of what your needs are, and have you communicated them directly to your partner so that you guys can support each other? Because I'm going to bet that your partner wants to support you, but they're not mind readers and they can't guess what it is that you need. So sitting down and having this conversation and sharing with them like, hey, this is, I just got really clear about what I need. These are the things that I feel I need for this relationship to thrive. And also, how can I support you? What are the things you need? And I know that that will definitely improve your relationship.
Absolutely. Well, thanks guys for tuning in once again, and I look forward to bringing you the second part to this podcast.